Interlude. Terrace. In the darkness, a red lightsaber rises from its hilt. The blade gently sways, leaving streaks of red in the black. Nearby, a fat assassin spider dangles, its thorax glowing with a phosphorescent skull pattern. The arachnid spits venom at the red blade as the red glow moves closer. Then, the sword moves quickly. The spider is bisected in twain with a little shriek and hiss. Both halves plop to the floor. The light returns to the room as a young rat-faced girl pulls back a black curtain over the window. The wielder of the lightsaber, a long-snouted kubaz, his eyes concealed behind gold-lensed goggles, the rest of his head swaddled in red leather scarves. He retracts the crimson blade into its hilt. Three individuals stand before him. Two in black robes, their faces concealed. The third stands at the four of them. A young woman. Pale, hunched over, as if her spine refuses to keep her straight. Her hands play at the air. Fingers like the legs of that spider, plucking invisible threads that perhaps only she can see. They stand in a tenement on Terrace. Now with the black sheet back from the window, this room is revealed as nothing short of a wreck. A tick-infested pile of pillows on the floor. Walls tagged with graffiti. One such piece of tagging, a stencil of a familiar Sith Lord's helmet, with the phrase beneath it reading, "Vader lives." Rubble and ruin everywhere. Not much different outside. Tenements stacked atop one another. Some are just shipping containers. Others are hulls from ruined spacecraft, teetering precariously on top of or against each other. Rank pollution floats about. Yellow, like the scum on dirty water. The kubaz squeaks in his native tongue.
"You have the credits?"
The rat-faced girl translates for him, repeating his words in basic.
"Is it really his lightsaber?"
the young woman asks. Her voice is a raspy whisper, as if something is wrong in the well of her throat.
"It's the Sith Lord's laser sword, sure enough."
"May I?"
she asks. The kubaz shakes his snout and says,
"No, not until I see the money. Money talks, or Ublaman walks."
Ublaman's little friend, the rat-faced girl, giggles when she translates. The pale woman looks to the other two in their dark robes. They whisper to each other, almost as if arguing. She turns back.
"How do we know it is Vader's blade?"
"You don't! But it's a lightsaber, isn't it? And it's red. Isn't that the color you seek?"
More whispering, more arguing. A mad susurrus. Finally, some sort of concession. The robed figures each give her a small box marked with strange sigils. She shakes them. Ublaman, the kubaz, knows the sound of credits rattling. It warms his unkind heart. They hand over the boxes. He refuses to take them, and instead, the rat girl scurries over.
"This is my cohort and apprentice, Vermia."
She takes one box in a clicking claw, and then the other. She hurries back to the corner to begin her count. Credit chattering against credit as she makes her tally. The young woman offers her pale hand.
"The lightsaber, please."
"When the count is complete,"
Ublaman says. He cocks his head and stares at them through his goggles.
"What are you? You're no Jedi."
"We are adherents,"
she hisses.
"Acolytes of the beyond."
"Fanatics of the dark side? Or just children who want to play with toys?"
"Judge us not, thief."
The kubaz sniffs with his snout, a dismissive gesture. Vermia hurries back over and says with a chuckle,
"The credits are all there."
Ublamon goes to hand over the weapon, but as the young woman reaches for it, he yanks it back. Then he pulls back a bit of his own brown, grungy robe and shows the blaster hanging there.
You get squirrely and think to use that laser sword on me or my cohort. This will not end well.
We are not violent. Not yet.
The Kubaz grunts, then hands over the lightsaber. The three strangers suddenly turn to face one another, holding the lightsaber among them, whispering to one another, or to it. The woman mutters a half-heard expression of gratitude, then they start to hurry out the door. As they go, Ublamon calls after.
What do you plan on doing with that thing?
The woman says simply,
We will destroy it.
He laughs.
Why would you do that?
So that it can be returned to its master in death.
They scurry away. Outside, the sounds of Terrace, a bleeding horn, someone yelling, a speeder bike backfiring, distant blaster fire. Vermia says,
Was that really Vader's weapon?
The Kubaz shrugs.
Who knows? And really, who cares?